Greetings, darling. I have come at the appointed time we agreed on, yes? So are you not going to invite me in? You said you were crazy about us vampires. So I would assume you know we can't enter a place unless you invite us in. Thank you, sweetie. Can you be a dear and grab a towel so I can dry myself off? The rain started oh so suddenly. Although it's a perfect atmosphere for us, isn't it? The sounds of storms reminds me of the old days in castles lit by candlelight and talking late into the night, with the sudden bright flash of lightning followed by a clap of thunder, of course. How many gothic stories start off like this, I wonder? Hell, the story that is often credited as the first vampire story was written on such an occasion. I assume you know the one I am talking about. The Vampire by John William Polidori. Well, that's the most popular first vampire story anyways. Ah, the towel, finally. Oh, what was that you said? You're in awe to see a real vampire? Of course you are, darling. Although we walk among you every day, this is the first time you've seen one drop the facade. We are more common than anyone knows, and we do walk about in the daytime. We are just weaker during those periods than we are at night. That's all. I blame Nosferatu for really making that belief mainstream. The director did consult me in private about vampires while making that film, but decided to take creative liberties with the ending. Ugh. It took such a long time to repair the public image that film and others alike it had done to us. But hey, look at us now. We are seen as sex gods and goddesses to so many. Like you. People are now begging to be bitten by us, so we hardly ever have to worry about starving. Which is what I assume you hired my services for. Am I not correct? Oh, you want more than just the bite? You do? Actually want to have sex with me? Oh, well, that's just wonderful. But the bite comes first. Virgin blood is so sweet. That's nice music. I love a good, soothing piano playing melancholic melodies during a stormy night. But make sure the volume is low, for I want your full attention on me, and me only. Now come here, my sweet boy, and stand right in front of me. There you go. You smell so good. So pure. So innocent. I can't wait to take it all from you. And not only that, I'm going to ruin you. No woman will ever satisfy you after me. I have a feeling you'll become a regular of mine. They all do. Soon, you'll be pledging your life to me and begging to be my servant. For no earthly delights can make you feel as good as I can make you feel. Remember that. I want you to take a deep breath and look into my eyes. See how pretty they are? You don't want to look away now, do you? These beautiful, sparkling, glistening brown eyes. Even if you wanted to look away, you can't. The temptation continues to grow just by looking at me. It continues to grow the longer you stare into them. Soon, you will have no other thought than to keep looking. Take another deep breath for me. Your eyes are starting to get heavy, aren't they, my put? Such a good put you are. I want to hear you say it. Say, I am your good pet, mistress. And you are indeed my good pet. There we are. Good boy, good boy. I can see your eyes growing hazy. Yet you don't want to look away. You aren't even fighting back. You are giving me complete control over you. And that feeling of being controlled sends wave after wave after wave of bliss over you. You wonder how you could ever live without being controlled like this. And you never want it to end now that it started. Now all I have to do is caress your face, and shivers will go down your spine. You're so sensitive to my touch, yet you will still not look away from my eyes. However, my pet, I want you to relax for me and close your eyes. For I believe it is time for me to feast on you. But first, I want to hear you say, I want to hear you beg. Please, mistress, please bite me. Music to my ears. Now just lean your head gently to the side. There you go, my pet. Oh, your throat looks so tasty. I promise, this won't hurt for long. Just a moment or two of pain. Then once the venom takes effect, it'll be the greatest pleasure you'll ever feel. Some have even orgasmed from the intensity of it. You'll hold me close like you would a kiss. But this will be far better than any kiss can ever be. So just bear with me through the pain. Oh, look at you, my pet. You look completely enraptured by the experience. I told you it would feel wonderful. Oh my. Your knees are wobbling. Your legs must feel weak by now. Here, take my hand and I'll cradle you to my nice, heavy bosom. I will get you up and I will lead you to your bedroom, okay? Oh, you want to take the lead? Oh. What a good, obedient pet. Such a comfy bed you got here. So much better than what some of my other clients typically have. You are well off, it seems, in terms of money. It's not only blood that us vampires love. You know you could always buy whatever I wanted and adorn me in jewels and lingerie that I'd wear just for you. Now come. Come and lie down and get comfortable. There you go. Now notice your blood on my lips. It almost looks like a messy lipstick job, doesn't it? Now come kiss me. Taste yourself on my lips. You want to be such a good boy for this vampire mistress, don't you? You feel my big breasts rubbing all along your chest. Why don't you grab my waist? Grab my thick, curvy waist. And hold on tight. Hold on tight as big vampire mama makes out with your cute little mouth. It's time we took off our clothes, wouldn't you say? Yeah, come on. You want to help me out my corset? Oh, and I'll help you out your top. Yes. Oh, like what you see? Is this your first time seeing such a perfect pair of breasts right before your eyes and not on some silly computer screen? By that stunned look on your face, I assume the answer is yes. Come, my pet. Don't be shy. Feel them with your hands. I won't bite. The curious hands of a virgin. It does excite me, knowing that I will be your first on so many things. Your first tit job. Your first tit suck. Your first nursing hand job. Oh, because I love doing those with you virgin boys. The end of innocence is such a beautiful thing. Before this night is over, all you'll want is me. Now suck on my nipple. Suck on this nipple. Like a newborn hungry for his mother's milk. Oh, you love it. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, I can hear your pulse racing from the pleasure. Oh, it's really too bad I don't have any breast milk, actually. I have a feeling you would love to be breastfed by your vampire mommy dormy. And yet, my good little pet, I can still stroke your hair and hold you close. Just like this. Nurturing you. Oh, look at your peaceful face. Lost in my comforting embrace. There, my sweet, sweet little man. Yes. Oh, keep moving that virgin tongue just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, are you ready for the main event of the night? That erect cock of yours seems to suggest you are. How about I switch positions with you? And I lay you on this nice, fluffy set of pillows here. And I have a little taste of my treat. Just some nice licks on the head. Not bad. How about I take it in my mouth then? Then you can experience my tight vampire throat grip. Oh, and don't worry about the fangs. I've done this enough times that I know how to make sure not to harm you. It'll just be a slight graze, which might even enhance the sensations for you. Hold on tight, baby boy. Listen to that wet, wet mouth. Oh, I just love virgin cock so much. I want to drain it. Oh. tastes pretty good. Your pre-cum adds a bit of flavor. A nice flavor to it. Here, come here. Come to Big Mama's mouth and have a taste. Good. Now I think it's time to take the one thing you want to lose so badly. Now be a good boy. Be a good put. And say that you want me to fuck you. Say that you want me to ride your cock. That you want to feel my wet, tight, fat, grippy pussy. Consume it. I want to hear you say those exact words. Good boy. Now I'll make you a man. Congrats on losing your virginity. Feel how tight my pussy is. Doesn't it feel so good? Fuck. You look delicious. Let me just have another bite while I ride you. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, this euphoric taste. Oh, you're getting close. Oh. Ah, good. Blood always tastes the best when you humans come. So come for me, my dear boy. Oh, come for me. Come for me while I drink from you. Come on, baby. Yes. Feel my fat fucking ass bouncing on you, overwhelming you with its plush weight. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, grab my ass just like that. Oh. Oh. Spread my cheeks and pound into me. Oh, yes. More blood. More. More. Oh, I feel it coming. Oh, 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 that's such a huge load. Oh, 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 it feels like it's filling me to the brim. Oh, you must have been in Nirvana. Best experience of your life, I bet. And your blood at the end tasted incredible. Oh, you look like you're about to pass out. Not surprising, really. I'm glad I was able to hold back there and not accidentally suck you dry. That has happened before, so consider yourself lucky in that aspect, at least. But I would take it easy if I were you, until you fully recovered from losing that much blood. But I have a feeling you'll be calling on me again. It just felt too good, didn't it? So I know that despite the risk involved, you'll call upon my services again. You'll pick up the phone, dial the number on my card, and I'll be here once more. Well, I'm gonna go take a quick shower and then put my clothes back on and leave. Thank you for the meal, baby boy. And see you soon. Mm-hmm.